We are up to Simon Lamed Base. We spoke about the young child yesterday who may be able to distinguish the letters. Okay, very interesting halacha this evening, Rabbi Sassif Yudzain. I have at home, and I find it one of the very interesting items which I have, perhaps one of the most antique. I'm fascinated. I've got an old machza, and upon reflection, I noticed that it's old. It's a shul machza, which is dated to 130, 140 years old, and perhaps 140 years old. And when you open up the pages, you'll see on the side wax stains. Why is there wax stains in a machza? Of course, because the electricity. This is recent, yeah. And for many years, the shuls were lit by candles, by wax, and that was the light that existed. Now, very good, very nice, and that's Bevis Marks. Is that still?
Yes.
Last time we mentioned, I think somebody told me Bevis Marks still standing, still mincha there, Mariv. What's going on there? COVID. And it's still lit with non-electric.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So therefore, the next Eve, having this in mind, next Eve is very important. Im noflotipas joy lesoicha ois. What happens if you've got wax stain dripping onto the cup? Whether it's a Sefer Torah, whether it's mezuzah, whether it's tefillin, and you cannot, so the letter cannot be distinguished anymore now because you've got a wax stain which is on the letter, but underneath it there's a kosher letter, but it's just covered up with some wax. You cannot just scratch off the wax. Why not? You cannot scratch off the wax and thereby revealing the letter. To have a chak toiches, because that is chak toiches. What is chak toiches? Chak toiches is, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, the posel, it's invalid. Meshum de beinon vekosa v'loi v'chokak. So, the Torah says vekosa, you must write. Whether it's a Sefer Torah, whether it's tefillin or mezuzahs, you must write it. Now, writing means by definition that you create the shape of the letters. Chak toiches is when you don't write the letters, it's a chakike. Chakike means when you engrave. That's it. You engrave the letters. Now, what were you saying? Yeah, okay. So here what you're doing is, you know, writing, it's chokak, it's chakika, it's engraving. So as Mishabur says in Tzif Kotten, let's just do the definition of chaktoich in Tzif Kotten, Samach Vav, says chaktoich is per shechoikek, you engrave hasoich, shalo ois v'svivoi. You engrave the inner side of the letter and around it. And therefore, since you have now engraved, you have scratched out exactly. Well, you are not. You have to write, and you cannot scratch the letter. That's what remains. In other words, you must write the letter, but you cannot have some sort of something and then scratch that the letter ends up being there. You can't. What's the right? Yossel is going to help to define this. You want to, instead of, you have to write the letter, but you cannot engrave the letter, meaning not that you've got an indentation inside it, but that you've got, you cannot scratch, what is it, what do you say, that you edge out, that you shape the letter by having...
Tracing?
No.
No, I know.
No?
In other words, you've got to form the letter with ink from the start, rather than having the ink and making the letter bit by moving.
Kind of, yeah, I suppose that's a comparison, yeah. So in other words, I have to write the letter and form the letter. But I cannot have taking everything away that the shape of the letter remains. Does that make sense? Do you hear the difference? For Kosav, you write the letter. For Lo V'chokek, you don't make an... Revealing it, that's it. I cannot reveal the letter, I have it more solid, and I take away the remains, now there's ches revealed, that's no good, because I need to write it. It's not about 3D, 2D, it's about, am I writing it, am I forming it, or am I removing
the surrounding,
yeah. So that's chikik, and that's no good. Here, what I'm doing really, if there is dyoi, there is wax, which fell on my letter of the Sefer Torah, and I've taken away now the wax away. What happened is that I suddenly have got revealed the letter. So that's a chakika. So poslum should have been on the kosav loy v'chokak. V'uad dinim tov v'kosav dalet b'mokum reish oy beis b'mokum chav ein takon elim choyk atak. If I've got a dalet instead of a reish. And what I want to, and because of this, I cannot. The second is mishum davik chak toiches. I cannot take away. Look, the mishum actually explains in sifkot and samach zayin. V'lo v'chokak. V'zeh gam ken chakik emikri. If I take away the extra piece of the dalet, or I take away the extra piece of the base in the bottom, if I remove that, the gamken chakik emikri the kevan the einoy ois and meise begufa ois elo yigroi gamken ktsasme ois. I'm taking the extra part away, which thereby I'm creating a new letter. Ad shelo inisha tziros olov ach kach yizaknenu im lo kosav adayin ach ach oised im lo avar posel. So now what the Mishabu points out of here, it's quite a long Mishabu, what he points out is that I there is a problem of chak toiches. I cannot engrave a letter. I have to write the letter. And that's true whether it's, I've got wax which fell on the Sefer Torah, by removing it, I've made a chak toiches. This was no letter, it was covered up. It was covered up. Yeah, so that's an this. Yeah, dyoi is ink. So dyoi is ink. We're going to discuss the wax shortly. The Mishabu discusses the wax. We could talk about the wax. Yeah, the Mishabu discusses in great detail. So you know, perhaps you're right. We should emphasize it in this. Let's do it like this. What happens if I've got wax before? If I've got the wax which fell on the letter, forget about. Excuse me, not the wax. If we've got the ink, let's talk about the ink first, and then go to the wax later. The ink. Imagine ink falls on that Sefer Torah. Because what I'm doing is, I've got just a stain of ink. Yeah. This is meant to be a ches. Yeah. So what I'm doing now is I'm removing the remains. I'm not making a ches. Yeah. I'm taking away the extra. It's not. I don't have a ches anymore. Yeah. Because the ink has... Yeah, but it's in the letter. It's now covering up the letter in a way that I don't have a ches anymore. So much so that if I'm now going to remove the remains of the extra ink, then what I'm by doing that, I'm now creating a ches through chak toiches.
Is that having a sachin? So if you have a thing that's too long,
very good. So the answer to your valid question is, so, as Shulchan Aruch points out, absolutely right over here. You may have a problem with this. If you have a letter which was wrongly formed, it's sometimes a problem to fix it like this. Because if it is a letter, for instance, you had a chof and it turned out because of the ink, it's become a base now. A vase. You had a chof and now because of this, some ink fell. By taking away the extra ink, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to make this from a vase into a chof. Well, what happens then is that I may have fixed the letter, but I've got a problem of Shaloi Kisidro now. Because this letter was effectively written after the letters later, the words later. And that would be potentially a problem of Shaloi Kisidro. So if it just...
Is it on the Sefer Torah or
Both. So you may have a problem of Shalaika Sidon. So that's what the Bialochavi goes in greater detail. How can you actually fix it? And that's a discussion later, etc. But in principle, you're running into problems. So that's that. I want to mention the wax. So the wax could be a problem as well. The wax is a problem as well. And because if you have got wax, yeah, what do you want to say?
No, I'm just demonstrating. If this would be the ink that fell, you had a ches there.
Yes, that's a ches. It's not a ches anymore, very good. Exactly, it's chaktoiches. Absolutely, a good example, thank you very much. You have chaktoiches. Yeah, now, wax will be a similar problem. And this is and to remove the wax is also a problem of chaktoiches. You had a lost letter, and now you're interesting. What are you meant to do? So if it's,
you can see through the wax, is that a problem?
Very good. It's a very good point. So the answer is, if you can see through it, then it's not a problem. Yeah, the Mishnah discusses that. If you can see through it, it's not a problem. But often wax is more like, whitish kind of, so that would potentially be a problem. Okay. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so now Sif Yud Ches says as follows. It's quite a long Sif. Let's start. Mem Psucha, Shenit Bak Psichosa Venistema. Now Mem Psucha, we've got to realize that in the Aleph base, we know there's various letters which have got ender letters. And the letters such as and the Mem, and the Nun, and the Tzadi, and the Fei. Now, is this a same letter, or is it a different letter? In other words, if you were to write, instead of an ender letter, you write the regular Mem, yeah? The regular Tzadi, the regular Fei, instead of the ender one. And was it really the end of the word? And you should have used the ender one. Now, is this possible or not? If I wrote Miriam, and I wrote it with it, that's right, and I wrote it with a regular mem at the end instead of an ender mem, is this possible or not? Yeah. What would you say? It is possible. It's possible. It's read the same way. The answer is yes, it is possible. It's a different letter. In Aleph Beis, in Loshna Kodesh, the ender letters are different letters. Different letters. So therefore, absolutely, if you would be confused in either direction, it would be absurd. Therefore, having said this and having understood this, if it has starts as follows. Mem Psucha, Shinit Pak Psichosa Venistema. Mem Psucha means a regular mid-word mem. So mem psucha, which is open. Why is it called psucha? Why is it open? The bottom left is open. Shenit bak psichosa venistema. So it got closed off. It was the top part and the bottom part got too close, and it got sealed, as it were. Venistema ein moy ligra devek vele poischa. You cannot just take away that connecting bit. Why not? Chaktoiches. Why is it chaktoiches? So again, you had this mem, and instead of having, it became like an ender mem, basically, right? You closed off, you sealed off the piece, the part which was meant to be space. So it's chaktoiches. If you just take away that piece, it's become chaktoiches. Why? Why is it chaktoiches? I'm not writing the mem, I'm
shaping it.
Shaping, is that the word?
Sculpture.
I am...
Sculpture.
Yeah, is that it? Sculpture? Yeah, I don't think Mr. Berlin is not happy with that definition.
Right, it's all good.
No, but what's the right word? I'm looking for the right word.
Sculpture
is good? Okay, we're going to go for that. So the point is, do you hear the point? I have to write the letter, and I cannot reveal it. Yeah, is that okay? No, you don't. I can see you're irritated because it's not good enough. For the professionals, you've got to be really careful. Okay, but we get the idea. So you can't do that because chaktoiches. Mishum davek chaktoiches. Umata kanosis. What are you going to do? Shigur kalachartam v'tishok etzuras nun afucha. You take everything away until what you've got is an upside down nun. Why upside down nun? What part have you taken away that you have an upside down nun? Have you noticed that the mem is made, the left part is like an upside down nun? Okay, so when you take everything away besides that and the upside down nun, and then you write again from there. In other words, you've got to take everything away besides the upside down nun, and you carry on from there. So what Shulchan Aruch is in short words, what Shulchan Aruch is telling us, you cannot. Just take. You have to invalidate the letter altogether. You have to take away the letter so substantially so that the letter doesn't exist anymore, and it's not a mem anymore, because you can't just take away, because that would be chak toiches. Yes, so that's a good question, and you could argue the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case that it was just the last letter that you were up to. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you're in the middle of a text. Potentially, you'd have a problem with Shulik Sidon. Absolutely. Yeah. So, V'reish Osokim in Dalet, Yesh Lehachmi V'loi Madoloi Sagi Kshigu Ayerech Levat, or Yagag Levat, V'yachse V'chatene Kmoi Reish. Similarly, also when you have a Reish that became like a Dalet, how does a Reish become a Dalet? Extra bit. The roof is going to be too over extended. And you cannot just take it away, take that bit away. It's become a different letter now. You've got to take away the entire letter. The point the Shulchan Aruch make over here is that it is only if it's a different letter. You can have chaktoiches. Chaktoiches if it's a different letter. But if it's not a letter at all, it's not chaktoiches. But I suppose we'll discuss this in greater detail. So this is continuous still. We'll leave that open for next week, Be'ezer Hashem. In the meantime, I'm very honored to welcome Master Kagan Jr. To share some words today. Yeah, okay.
Towards the end of the Megillah, which we read on Purim, we say the famous pasuk, Le'yehudim ha'yisra'oyah v'simcha v'sasim mikah. The Gemara learns out that Oyo refers to Torah, Simcha refers to Yom Tov, Sasson refers to Bris Milah, and Vikar refers to the Tefillin Shorosh. The Arizal alludes to another connection between Purim and Tefillin by saying that the seven windings around our arm correspond to the seven maidservants that Esther had in the palace of Ahasuerus. She had one maidservant for each day whom she named after something that was created on that day. For example, on day one, she gave a name to represent something that was created on the first day. On day two, she gave a name to represent something that was created on the second day. And so too on the rest of the days, so that she could know what day of the week it was and that she could keep Shabbos properly. The Manus Halevi explains that the naming of the maids was not just to remember the days of the week. Rather, Esther was remembering the creation of the world and expressing her belief and appreciation that every day Hashem is supporting, guiding, and assisting her. That even in the uncertain times in Ahasuerus' palace, she would feel the closeness to Hashem and see Hashem's hand in her day-to-day life. So when we wrap tefillin seven times around our arm, we are showing that all of our actions are only effective with the help and support of Hashem, and that we must remember and thank Hashem every day for His assistance. With that, we should all have a Purim which is filled with Oyo Simcha Sosim Mikol.
Very nice. Go ahead.